Well, the thing that stops you realizing your spirit, the thing that stops you is your associative thinking. You know, where you're just drifting on and in and out of those old bag of worms that we talked about so much. That's the thing that stops you. Because there's no chance of you hearing anything when you're so busy in your head with all the other junk. That's the main thing to stop you from making any liaison with your spirit. That's why we tell you, you know, if you want to know something about your spirit, just sit down quietly and try and find the observer behind the observer. And then when you really got yourself shut up in there, you know, because that will tend to do it over a length of time, then you will be silent and then you will perhaps have a place to your spirit. In fact, people can. It's sort of a still small voice at that point that you wouldn't really hear much peeping going on, but it would be there, you'd be aware of it being there. Depending upon, you know, the development of the person. But in a general way, it would just be that very still thing at the back, and that would be the real you. That's the real you. And it's so isolated, so far away from you, because you've got all this buzzing going on in your head normally. So you've got all the buzzing going on in your head, and then you've got all the desires too that are around us, like we've all got desires around us, every person, they're there because they're all from the earth. And if you're pursuing them in your mind, well, of course, that's going to cut you off from anything, isn't it? And that's how it all goes on. If you sit down and quietly try and see the observer of you sitting down there, which becomes a very easy thing, the first one, and then try and see the observer of that observer, which is a lot more difficult, and then, say, perhaps try another one, right, if you've got that far, then you'll be quietening down, and then that little, it won't be anything big, don't for God's sake think it's going to be a blinding flash or anything like that, but it will be just that little special type of stillness at the back there, and that's your spirit. You can demonstrate it to yourself, the person can do it. And that's why it's quite unmoved. You could be doing all kinds of things outside in your life, but it's just there that it, I think of it myself as a little wee flame, you know, a very small candle, and you know, that's the way I see it in my own head. It's a little flame going, but it's quite steady. It's not blown out, and it can't be blown out by the minds and that.